It's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer from the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to answer your questions about the great outdoors. Call in now at 888-898-2525 and join SC Wild on the Sports Talk Media Network.
Great to have the Major back with us here on Sports Talk. SC Wild from the Department of Natural Resources. Major Billy Downer joining us once again. And Major, welcome in. Great to have you with us here on this early October evening in South Carolina. A little warm today, but it sounds like we got some cool weather moving in.
Absolutely. It's good to be here again, Phil. But yes, certainly cooler weather coming in into the week, which is perfect timing because deer season across the state will be wide open once we get to October the 11th. So game zones 1 and 2 are waiting for the gun season to start, and that starts October 11th. And that's just right, literally 3 days away. So Saturday can't come fast enough, and cool weather will be coming in just in time. As we always say, you know, October, November, somewhere in there, the last 2 weeks of October, first 2 weeks of November, typically when you see the rut in South Carolina, already seen some deer bucks chasing does, which is that pre-rut you see this time of year as soon as you get a cold snap. So it'll be interesting. But, yes, the rest of the state will come in and it will be gun season everywhere. Right now it is primitive weapon season for game zones 1 and for game zone 2,
mm-hmm.
But that's going to change quickly here on the 10th. The 11th.
What exactly is primitive weapon season?
So primitive weapon season typically would be a archery equipment or muzzle loading equipment.
Really?
So yes.
Are there people out there who use muzzle loading equipment?
There are. Other states have very defined, and I say that kind of tongue in cheek because I'm here from the low country and we've never worried about primitive weapon season. The upstate, though, in game zone 1 and 2, they have had a 2 week season before for a long time before the gun season where they can only use archery equipment or muzzle loading equipment. So it is something that people in the upstate do pay attention to, but a lot of states, their primitive weapons or their archery season or muzzle loading season is a lot longer than their gun season, so people really get into archery hunting and muzzle loading, so they have lots of opportunity. So in this state, if you're in the game zone 1 and 2, you do learn how to shoot, you know, a bow and arrow. You get good at archery equipment or good at a muzzle loader, get a good muzzle loader set up so that you can hunt more days. In the, you know, in the lower part of the state, we're not used to that because, shoot, the lower part of the state opens August 15th and goes through January 1st,
mm-hmm.
and it's gun season the whole time. Sumter County, Clarendon County, game zone 4, we come in on the 1st of September, not too far behind that. These other portions of the state, they have to wait. So on top of that, I don't want to act like archery is not a big deal in this part of the state either. Folks that get real good at rifles and shoot deer at long distances sometimes become bored with that and they want to really learn a new skill and they start archery hunting. Because archery hunting, I've done it, I enjoyed it, haven't done it in a few years, but it takes a different skill level. You've really got to watch your scent. You really got to watch the wind and know feeding patterns because your range is about 30 yards, 40 yards typically.
Mm-hmm.
Now, modern-day archery equipment can go a little further than that, but typically that 30 yards and in is what you want with archery equipment, and that's up close and personal. And then just because you pull the bow back doesn't mean everything goes right. You could jerk the string, mess up on your aim point, and the arrow could fly, or the arrow could hit a twig or a limb that you didn't see and shoot off away from the deer. I've done that before. So it's a lot different than rifle hunting. muzzle loading, today's muzzle loader are so modern in their ignition system. It's not like black powder anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They have the black powder. They have what they call these pellets that are measured amount of powder that are in kind of a hardened pellet that you stack in the bullet. You still load it from the muzzle. they've got some now where you load from the breech and you put your projectile from the muzzle, so it's still a true muzzle loader. But it's so different now with muzzle loading, and they're accurate out 250 yards, just like a rifle. So muzzle loading, not quite the skill level as archery. But yes, so we do have some archery and muzzle loading, just not as big of a deal in this part of the state, up part of the state. Right now, for instance, they're using archery and muzzle loading because that's what they've got. That's what the season's open for. So it is big there.
All right. We have a caller for you, has a question about deer hunting. If you have a question for the major, feel free to give us a call, 888-898-2525. I think I hear your dogs in the background. 888-898-2525 is the number. And you can also send us a text message question. That number is 803-900-4847, 803-900-4847. It's Danny and Casey. Welcome in, Danny. You're on the air with Major Billy Downer here on SC Wild.
Yeah, I just want good evening, guys. I just want to know what is the best kill shot for deer so they don't suffer. Because I know we got a lot of people out there hunting deer and tracking them down, looking for the blood and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But what can we do? Where can you shoot the deer where it drops?
So that's a great question. Typically, your fatal shot or a shot for a deer is going to be in. So two schools of thought here. If you're very accurate, neck shots drop a deer very quickly. No suffering. The deer dies almost instantaneously because it basically breaks the spine and the deer goes down very quickly and the major blood vessels are there in the neck. But if you're not a good shot, that neck shot you can miss, or you can actually do more harm to the deer than good because you might graze the deer or something. Most folks take what would be considered a shoulder shot and they shoot forward in the shoulder. I always used to tell young people when they were hunting deer for the first time to take your scope and your crosshairs and take the vertical crosshair and put it along the leg, which where it's matching up with the leg, move the horizontal up to the mid part of the body, and then slowly squeeze the trigger. And that's typically a good fatal shot and a quick kill. And that's what we want, is an ethical shot that makes a quick, clean kill, which is what you're asking. So those are your two shots, your neck shot or your shoulder shot, in that, again, right up the leg. Basically, right in the heart, lung area is your best shot. So that's the best shot.
Anything else, Danny?
No, that's it. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that very much. Phone number 888-898-2525. You have a question or comment for Major Downer about deer hunting season or anything else involving the outdoors that the Department of Natural Resources might be involved with. So with the cooler temperatures coming, what else besides the deer out there will be the hunters will be going after here the next few weeks?
Well, right now it's going to be focused on deer. I can tell you that deer are your big as far as that's what everybody's hunting right now.
Yeah,
you got small game coming up, so in South Carolina you've got some of that coming around the corner, and you've got raccoon season coming, and that's what folks will be after there. But as far as the season coming up there, but right now deer is where it's at. That is what everybody's is focused on. And that's really, that's what everything's about right now. So, squirrel season just came in, October 1st. You do have, your raccoon season, is in as well. And there are some folks doing that, but it's just so hot still. Mm-hmm. Now, when it's hot like this, it's not typically, folks don't want to go hunt right now, and it's so hot. Some of your raccoon hunter, your coon hunters, they're really gung ho. Will go right now, but deer is pretty much the focus this time of year in October. Again, we get to October, November. Now, when you get toward Thanksgiving, rabbit season comes in November. You get squirrel season; it gets colder. It'll be a lot better there. And then, again, coon season gets in. When it gets cold, I always think of coon hunting when it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Folks like to coon hunt when it's colder. Right now, deer is the main focus. And as we said, you know, we're approaching, if we get some cold weather, it's probably going to get deer moving, kind of tickle their fancy a little bit, get those bucks coming out looking for does. And when bucks do that, whether it's pre-rut or the rut, they are not paying attention as much, and they're not as careful. And so they'll come out in daylight hours when they may otherwise not. And that's a chance for a hunter to take a very nice animal. So looking forward to some cool days coming up, especially these first cold days. Deer tend to really get hyped up in those first cooler days, and folks will be hitting the field looking for them. And it kind of is going to match up for this weekend, which is great because the season will open up across the state for gun season. So
yeah,
that'll be good as it comes up.
And I think we should remind folks, I think we do this every year, but I mean, I've been up and down the highways, you know, for the last couple of weeks, and I mean, I'm seeing a lot of the results of deer strikes on the side of the road. And I mean, you just have to kind of have your eyes open and be aware, especially if you're driving the two lane roads, the back roads of the state. But I see them on the interstates as well. And again, I've asked you this before, whose responsibility is it to go out there and clean up the dead deer along the interstate?
So that's DOT. Or your counties, but most of the time it's DOT, and they have a crew that goes out and gets the deer off the road because they are a hazard for drivers because people trying to miss a dead deer on the road. You know, of course, they're a hazard when they're alive. And just a reminder, folks, don't jerk the wheel with a deer. If you try to avoid the strike with a deer, you could end up wrecking a worse, flipping. People flip, run off the road, get in the ditch, or hit oncoming traffic. It's better to strike the deer than to try to miss the deer and to hit an oncoming car. So just things to think about. But when deer are dead on the road, it becomes a mess, and people are trying to avoid it, and that becomes an accident waiting to happen as well. But DOT is what picks it up. But, you know, a good point to make is it gets cooler and deer start getting a little bit more moving. And right now we've got a full moon, so deer are moving at night. So understand that when it's full moon and it's cold, deer will be moving. And when they're moving, they're going to move across the road because the roads, they don't think about roads. Roads are just something they cross going from one place to another, and they're not worried about you. They don't think about you. They're just trying to get to the other side, other piece of property, where they're going for feed, for bedding, or if it's bucks looking for does, they're looking to breed. So they're not thinking about the road, and you've got to keep your eyes open for that, particularly on cold nights and on a full moon night.
How effective, I guess they are pretty effective because you see them on like highway patrol cars and a lot of trucks, the bars, I don't know what the exact term for them happened to be. I guess maybe deer shields or something. How
effective? Push bars.
Is that
push bumpers work? Yeah, big trucks put them on because it protects the truck from damage. Those big push bars, kind of like the old those old metal grates on the front of the cow pushers on the front of the railroad, on the old your old engines, that pushes the deer off and prevents damage to that fiberglass behind, because most trucks today are made of fiberglass, so that metal push bumper helps with that, and it is effective in doing that.
Yeah,
but you know, something else you talked about that you wanted to mention tonight, and I thought it'd be a good time to talk about it a little bit, Phil, is you know, after the game is taken, after you take that deer, if you've got doves in the freezer right now and you're going, what do I do with it? A lot of people shoot game and then don't and want to eat it, but don't know what to do with it. So a couple of quick recipes tonight I wanted to go over. You made mention of that. So I want to talk about that tonight for a moment is, you know, first of all, game preparation. What do you do? Remember, let me say this about deer before we get off of that. When it's hot right now, it's important to get deer to the cooler as quick as possible. You don't want to leave a deer in the back of your vehicle or truck or bed, ride it around, showing people for hours. First of all, some people may not want to see it. Keep that in mind. People that put deer on the back of the tailgate and ride around so folks have to see it. Be respectful of others. Others may not want to see that. They may not mind you shooting it, but they may mind it in their face when they drive it behind you. So think about that a little bit. But get that, put that deer in the back of the truck, close the tailgate up, and take that deer to a processor as soon as you can. It doesn't have to be in the first 15 minutes, doesn't have to be in 30 minutes, but at least in that hour or two, get to the processor when it's really hot so that deer doesn't spoil. That's important. When you get to the processor, if you know how to clean a deer, you want to make sure that you remove the entrails, the inside of the deer. That helps keep the deer cool as well. Those are things you can do to keep the meat fresh. Now, if you're going to have to, if it's going to be a while before you can get the processor, at least do what we call field dress the deer, which means you remove the entrails out of the deer and you leave the deer body cavity in place. But keeping it in the shade, a lot of folks that dog drive and do those kind of things, they're in the hot sun a lot. And you've got to learn to keep that deer out of the sun, keep it in the shade, and get it to a cooler or to a processor as soon as possible. Because you don't want to take a deer and then waste that meat with something because you didn't take care of it on the way there or didn't get it there soon enough. With doves, same thing. People don't think about it in a dove field. It's very hot. You know, a lot of folks now have a little cooler with them. Put a bag in there, a grocery bag. Put your doves in the bag. Keep it in the cooler so the doves stay cool so that they don't go bad as well. A lot of folks, you know, when it comes to cleaning doves, I always amaze people with this one. And for years, people take the dove breast out intact and just pull it out of the bird, and they keep the dove, the meat, the breast on the bone, basically together, because they don't know how to take the meat off. But there's some simple steps to move the meat off that can't explain on the radio, but mm-hmm. You can show somebody in the video. But it's just easier if you take that meat off the bone, and then you could put it in a any kind of bag, you know, put it in a Ziploc, take as much air as you can. Best choice is always to use like a vacuum sealer to vacuum seal it to get all the air out, because that helps the meat stay fresher longer. If meat stays in the freezer too long, it will get what's called freezer burn, mm-hmm. and exposed air inside the bag will help the meat get burned faster. But doves and deer, things like that, for doves, bringing them out, thaw the meat out. Again, always freeze meat before you use it. Let me say that. Freezing kills 90% of the bacteria when you're cooking game, so that you can cook game from the standpoint of medium to medium rare. Game is typically less fat. We talk about that all the time on the show. Because of that, game is tougher if you cook it all the way to gray to dead, as I call it. But most wild game is better medium to medium rare. If you don't like medium rare, at least go medium, maybe medium well. But game is so much better medium, medium rare. But doves are so easy to cook. Basically, you can take them, thaw them out, put them in some Italian dressing, either from the store or make your own. Let them soak for 24 hours. Take that dove breast out. Take two pieces of breast together. You wrap them in a half piece of bacon. Take one piece of bacon, cut it in half, wrap it around it, stick it with a toothpick. Put that on the grill or in the oven. The grill's best. At 350 on the grill, pretty much, or in the oven, 350. And on the grill, just depends on how your grill cooks or how your oven cooks. Basically, 10 minutes on each side, 20 minutes tops, and it's pretty much ready is the best way to cook a dove. Now, if you want to kick it up a notch, you can take between those two dove halves, you could put some jalapeno cream cheese. You can get Philadelphia cream cheese with the jalapeno pieces already in it.
Ooh.
Put a little dive of that in there, a little spoonful in between the breasts.
Daddy
wrap
like.
That in bacon.
Daddy like.
You put that on the grill, and as they say, that'll make your tongue slap in the back of your head. It's that good. And I've seen, you know, lots of people like to use the colored your green peppers, yellow peppers, red peppers, cutting those up, wrapping a breast or putting that between the breasts. Those are good as well, some cream cheese. Anything like that works real well.
You still like, before we go to deer, with your dove meat, you still like injection?
So you don't have to inject doves. You just put them, you basically soak it, let it sit in a bath of Italian dressing mm-hmm. in a bowl mm-hmm. and let it sit overnight. You know, cover the bowl, or you can put it in a marinating bowl, whatever. Cover the bowl with some saran wrap, put it in the refrigerator, 24 hours, let it soak. You take a fork and stab the meat, that's kind of like injecting it. It lets that dressing get into the bird. You can inject a bird, yes, you can do that. But with doves, usually the meat is already easy. It will soak that dressing up pretty quick.
Okay.
But that's my favorite with doves. It's probably the best ever. So deer meat, you know, everybody does deer meat different. It depends on the cut of meat. You know, hamburger, get your deer cut into hamburger. You can use that in anything from your chili recipe, your favorite spaghetti recipe. You can make hamburgers with it. Typically, though, hamburgers are drier if you don't add something to them. But now with those great devices you can buy online or in the store that you can, you know, make that patty and mash that patty together, you can take the patty of deer meat. You can put some maybe either Heinz 57, A1 into the meat and push that meat together. You can even sprinkle cheese in between, in the middle of it, and push that meat together, and that makes a really great hamburger. Putting some bacon pieces in there. Grind up bacon, tear it up, and put little bacon chunks in the meat. That adds to the meat, gives it some fat. Most processors put some type of pork fat. Typically, they will put pork fat into that meat if you ask them to, and that's a great suggestion because, again, deer meat's very lean. It's very good for you because it is all natural. It hasn't got any injections in it. It hasn't got any proteins injected in any of the growth hormones, none of that. They're just good old South Carolina deer.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very lean meat, so you've got to add something to kind of get that meat juicy. You could even use olive oil and mix with your hamburger meat to give it a little juice so that it will cook right on the grill and won't get too dry. So a lot of tricks with hamburger meat. The cuts of steak depend on how you get your deer cut. One of my favorite things to do is get the loin cut whole. And I know we're getting short on time, but that loin is the meat that goes down the back, and that is premium. That's like prime rib on a deer. You take that loin, cook it. You can cut that loin lateral down the loin, then cut it crossways into chunks. You can put that in a marinade of your choice. Game tame, you could put it in anything you like. You can put it in Italian dressing if you like. I prefer some of the great dry rubs and the different marinades you can get that you can mix with an olive oil base. I love, there's one that is peppercorn is my favorite. Mm. And sometimes it's hard to find that one, but it's a good one. If you can get a garlic peppercorn marinade you mix with some olive oil, a quarter cup of olive oil, a quarter cup of red wine, mix that up, about 2 tablespoons of vinegar. It makes a great marination for a deer loin, makes it a little bit hot. I love that marinade. Again, if you take it, you can make it on you put those pieces of that loin on a shish kebab. You can put green pepper, red pepper, yellow pepper with it, onion, mushrooms, and grill that on your grill. I would grill that, again, medium rare for sure, to medium at best. And it is so good, you'll throw steak away almost to eat that.
Hmm.
I promise you.
Do you ever, we got about 30 seconds. Do you ever smoke it?
I have never smoked deer.
Okay.
I know some people that have a little bit. Smoking is probably better on birds, like I know with doves.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking a dove can be really good. Smoking quail can be good. But that's a basic cut. And then there's another basic cut you can get on deer is cube steak. And cube steak's so easy. You fry cube steak.
Yeah.
And you put mustard on there. And then batter them up and fry them.
Mm. You made me hungry.
Yes, sir.
Great job, Major. You enjoy the next couple of weeks. Be safe out there. Keep everybody straight. And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Be safe.
Thank you very much. Always great stuff from the Major, Billy Downer. If you missed anything tonight, everything will be up in podcast form at our podcast spots. Check them out. We'll see you tomorrow.